When did Gucci Mane start coming around, too? Is he at the same time?
He's at the same time. And I want him and Jeezy to do some records together. He walks up on me. He said, you Coach K? I'm like, yeah. He said, man, I'm Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? I'm the guy you've been looking for.
With Jeezy at the top of his game, Gucci Mane, the up-and-coming heir apparent, Coach K decided to put the two together in the studio to work on a song. A song we all know as So Icy.
Gucci came in the studio that, man, I swear to God, he sung that hook So Icy. Yo, he sung that hook all day. So I told Jeezy, man, like, just try this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit might be crazy. This hook is melodic, you know? So then Zaytoven comes in.
Zaytoven is one of the first of Atlanta's super producers and the principal architect of the trap music sound.
When I first came here, when I got my first hit, the So Icy with Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy, yeah. It was very Bay influenced because I was just moving from, you know, the Bay Area. So if you listen to the music, you'd be like, that don't sound like no producer that came out of Atlanta. You know what I mean? It's because I was fresh from out of the Bay Area. I was cutting hair at the barbershop. Gucci Mane called me like, hey man, Zay, Young Jeezy want to do a song with us. I haven't made the beat or nothing. So I ran home, met him at my mama's house, made the beat in like 5 minutes. And then we went down to the studio to meet Young Jeezy. You know, I'm from the Bay still, so I don't even know if they would even like my beat. So when we played the beat, they weren't even feeling it for real. Until after the dude Lil Will sung the hook, you know, the all these girls decided. Once you heard that and the beat going together, then you start looking around the studio, everybody in the studio got a pen and paper trying to write to get on the song.